I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
And hello, and welcome to this special Wednesday episode. Our good friend, Angel Johnstone, with Confidence is Catchy, is having her first big live event, Constructing Confidence, this Sunday, April 29th, from 10 to 4 in Rocky Hill, Connecticut. And we were so excited about this event. I'm actually lucky enough to be able to go and cover the event live on Sunday that we wanted to make sure to share it with you, because if you happen to still have Sunday free, this is something you're really going to want to enjoy. So let me go ahead and and I am here with Angel Johnstone, a very good friend of the show, someone who has been with us for a long time doing various of the different things that she has done over the years, but one of our mompreneurs that we're always so excited that she's got new and different things. And the last time we spoke to her, she is focusing now on Confidence is Catchy, and they have what I think is their first big transformative event this Sunday. So I wanted Angel to come on and talk to us about that. How are you, Angel?
I am great. I'm so excited for Sunday.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. So for the few people who haven't heard it yet or seen your site yet, tell us a little bit about Confidence is Catchy in general, and then, you know, how the event came about and what people can expect if they come.
Okay. So Confidence is Catchy was born out of a previous business that I'm still involved in. It was kind of a website idea that I had to encourage people to check out the products that I was working with, which was an anti-aging line at the time. And I liked the name. I thought it had a lot of connotations of, you know, if we each have confidence in ourselves, we can help breed confidence in other people. I kind of liked that idea, because that's what I felt like I was doing. Everything I've done in business has always been encouraging women to be more confident, whether that was when I was with lingerie and trying to get them to feel sexy in the bedroom, or whether that was with the opportunity to take care of their skin or their body or, you know, any of those things. It was always came back to confidence being kind of so central to women's development, in that I'm seeing so many people that don't have confidence for a variety of different reasons, and I was always one to encourage them to have it, whatever form that meant for them.
Right.
And so as I developed that business, I realized that it wasn't even so much about physical appearance or what somebody was wearing. It really was an intrinsic thing that I felt like a lot of women, for whatever reason, had not come into their confidence yet, and I felt like I really needed to do more on kind of a holistic approach to that, because you can put a Band-Aid on it, and you can throw some lingerie and night cream on it and make your face look better, make your body look better, but if underneath all of that you still don't have confidence in your heart, all of that is just money ill spent, really, because it's not going to shine through the way it should, or at least it's a temporary fix. And I didn't want it to be a temporary fix. I wanted to feel like women were actually getting something that they could carry with them and build upon. And so I started thinking about my background and why people would come to me and say, oh, I wish I was as confident as you. That always it's a weird thing to say to somebody, right? Because it kind of like, in saying that to me, it kind of puts them down.
right, exactly.
And I thought that was just weird. And so I was like, okay, well, what does confidence look like? What does that even mean? What are they saying when they say that? And where does my confidence come from? Because I never really thought of myself as a super confident person.
Right.
And so I started asking other confident people, like, okay, well, how did you get this way? And I got the same reaction. They're like, I'm really not that confident. And I'm like, oh, my God, none of us have this figured out.
Well,
and so I think
so many of us that are considered confident are really like these mush balls on the inside most of the time, you know?
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, well, if other people think I'm confident and I look at other confident people and ask them how they got confident and they don't know either, like, wow, we really need, this is really, like, we got to really fix this, right? So,
yes.
So I was like, okay, so let me become a student of confidence and see what I can glean from, you know, years of working in environments with men. You know, men don't seem to have this problem, right? So what have I gleaned in my years of working with men? Because most of my background is in real estate, appraisal, construction, you know, 20 years or so of that. And so just friendly with lots of guys. So, you know, ask guys what they thought. And I also did a lot of going back to what I learned in direct sales and network marketing and personal development and self-improvement books, and I just kind of, like, scoured through those for whatever I could find there. And from that mixture, which is an odd mixture, I'll give anyone that, this odd mixture of this construction background and this sales background that I have, I started to put together kind of like bullet points of what is confidence, where does it come from, how do you get it, what does it even look like, what's the definition, you know, all these things. And I started just putting together this program, for lack of a better word, of helping women in particular, but men too, find more of it. So that's kind of what this program was born out of, and it's probably 2 years in the making of me kind of gathering this information and trying to organize my mind around it and starting to do speaking engagements and starting to talk with especially younger people that are coming out of high school, out of college. That's kind of where I started.
Yeah.
Because that seems to be where the problem lies, right? Like, if you come out of high school or college and you don't have confidence, you're definitely not going to find a hell of a lot more of it going into corporate America.
No, for sure.
So I'm like, okay, if I can nip this in the bud early, you know, maybe that's helpful. But here's the problem, right, with young people. They don't see a problem yet.
Right.
Because they're young, thank God,
right?
And so they'll listen and they'll take it in and they'll nod and smile and they'll be like, yeah, that all makes sense. But they still have the, like, me against the world mentality, right?
Right.
So what I started finding was what was resonating, this message was really resonating with women that were older, people that had been in the workforce for a while and kind of gotten beat up by it a little bit, people that had started a family and started to see confidence issues in their kids and weren't sure how to handle that because they hadn't handled their own confidence issues. Just, you know, the bullying at schools is a big thing, and I know Dory and I have talked about this for a while. And, you know, just all of this seemed to really resonate with people that were about my age group, like 35 and older, whether they be in transition or whether they be moms or not. It was really just people that have kind of been out in the world for a bit and felt like, man, I really wish I had handled this sooner, and how do I get there now in my midlife, quote unquote, you know? And so that's kind of the group of people that seem to come to me where, you know, they're trying to do something now with their lives. They're trying to, whether it be a goal for a business, or maybe they want to start a business, or they want to change careers, or they want to be better parents, or they want to just enjoy life a little bit more and not be so worried about what other people think. And quite honestly, they're not entirely sure how to do that because it's never something they've ever done before. And so that's what this workshop is really geared towards, is to help people go, okay, let's take a step back. Let's figure out where you came from. How'd you get to here? Well, you know, what drama are you carrying forward that you may not even be conscious of? And that's what's causing this breakdown, if you will, of confidence. And then how do we build that back up? How do we look at our strengths? How do we look at what we know how to do and what we are confident in and build upon that to extend that confidence into other realms that maybe we don't feel so confident about? And so it's really, really something to just help people be able to continually, because it's not a one-time thing. confidence is something you continually build through your entire life. And so how do you get from where you are now to where you're going and continue to build that over that time frame?
Yeah, wow. So cool. I mean, so necessary and so really incredible. Angel, I'd like you to share your website just because I think whether or not people can even come to the event, people definitely need to check you out because I bet there's very few people listening to us right now who feel 100% as confident as they could. So I think we all need at least a little bit of your help. So give that information and we'll take a quick pause to thank some of our sponsors and then let's come back and talk about the event in specific, this Sunday's event.
Yep. Okay. So my website is confidenceiscatchy.com, and people can go on there to find out more about me and find out all of my social media links so they can look at some of the video blogging that I've been doing over the last year about this topic. And obviously the link to the event is there as well.
Good, good. All right, let's just take a brief pause to thank our sponsors for the day, and then we'll hear more about Sunday's event.
Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost? Every diet works while you follow it, but until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free no-obligation health assessment. We will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, my coaching is always free. Become the best you you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's TRACIS healthyhabits@gmail.com.
I'm Tonya Torellis. My versatile, patented, and proven It's My Bag was originally created as a reusable option to single-use cleaner bags. Our users and reusers can testify it really works. And it is great as a garment bag for travel, bridal, costumes, uniforms, closet organizing, security, and so much more. This Earth Day, as communities adopt a greener way of being, the time is right for It's My Bag. Personalization, customization, corporate and licensing options are available. Go to www.itsmybag.com to learn more. Together we can change the world one reusable at a time. Thank you.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched stadiumbags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
We'd like to take a moment to talk about the very serious and real consequences that bullying and depression can have. In January of this year, Dori's niece, Juliana Caraturo, took her own life after spending quite some time being depressed after relentless bullying in school. Her father, David, has started a campaign in conjunction with the Kind Campaign to end suicide and also has created a Facebook support page. He was actually kind enough and brave enough to give us some of his own words to encourage people to do everything they can to end this epidemic.
Fly high, my angel. These are four words I never thought I'd have to say about my daughter. As the father of three beautiful daughters, I thought everything was perfect. Samantha, Juliana, and Amelia were my life. Depression, caused by relentless bullying, ate at my daughter Juliana. On January 8th of this year, she took her life. Bullying has consequences, and I really don't want any other family to have to go through this. It's an epidemic that has to be rectified. Fly high, my angel Juliana. You're always in my heart.
On Facebook page is Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. That's Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. KindCampaign. There is also a GoFundMe page. The family has become very active in both ending bullying and suicide, and the GoFundMe is in memory of Juliana Caraturo. Thank you.
And we are back with Angel, and really exciting to hear about what's going to happen this Sunday, April 29th, in Middletown, Connecticut. I love, and now that I hear that your background is in real estate and construction, which I don't think I knew before, now I see where it came from, this whole constructing competence, and even your description of the event talks about us being this construction zone where everything is a mess and we're stuck and we've got to sort of clean it up and fix it. And I really like that. I think that's a great image to start with.
Yeah, I think a lot of people not knowing me necessarily would know that that was my background. But for me, you know, I just look at that construction zone image with the cones and the cranes and the, you know, all of that as, you know, you have this body, right? We have this person that we carry around with us all the time. And, you know, we try to put on a show, right? That we have it all together, that we know what we're talking about, that we feel like we've got, you know, all of our ducks in a row, so to speak. And really on the inside, how many of us are kind of like, oh my God, if anyone really knew how messed up things really were.
Yeah.
Imposter syndrome all the time, you know, like, oh my God, there's no way. And that's kind of how I got, you know, interested in this, because, you know, I felt, you know, my life was kind of a mess at one point, you know, and sometimes still is quite a bit of a mess on the inside.
And I think the more we've talked about it, I'm almost getting this impression of people as like this, you know, this really fantastic facade, this really, you know, beautifully painted outside. And it's almost like the foundation isn't really built on the inside, like the ceiling could come crashing down at any second because the beams aren't supported, or however that works. I'm not really that good at construction, and
doing a great job.
I mean, I have some cousins who do it, but yeah. But yeah, it's almost like it really seems to make sense. Like it's a great theme, and I'm really excited to hear like what sort of things you'll be doing at the event on Sunday that will help people to get there.
Well, here's what's great about this. The fact that I'm doing something so kind of unconventional with the analogy of construction allows us to do a lot of fun things that you probably wouldn't have happen in another more formal, I'm going to use formal with air quotes there, more formal workshop environment. I actually really wanted to break the mold, if you will, for this particular workshop, because I have gone to so many different workshops on so many different things, and, you know, everyone sits in chairs with their little notebook, and they scribble notes, and I don't know about you, but I have notebooks after notebook of all kinds of scribbled notes that, you know, it makes sense in the moment, but it doesn't stick with you. Like, you have to go back and read those notes over and over again, and I was like, how do I get people up and moving? And so one of the things that was really central to my thought process was movement. And so I ended up thinking, you know, one of those epiphanies as you're driving one day, I ended up having this thought like, oh my God, I need to do this in like a dance studio. And it struck me, it was funny, I started laughing out loud actually in my car, because I was like, oh my God, Angel, you are taking ballroom dance lessons at a dance studio. Hello? So I immediately, you know, Facebook messaged the person that was giving me the lessons. And I was like, do you think the owner of your studio would be interested? And he was like, yes. And so within like a day, I had booked the event at the dance studio, which is a perfect location. We have plenty of space. And now that we have this space to work with, now I can get everyone up out of their chairs and moving and doing some experiential workshops with some amazing speakers that I've brought in. So I'm really excited that the speakers I have, two of them are friends of mine. They basically own a company called The Boulder Company, and they do improvisational comedy workshops to help people learn how to improvise in business and to be able to be better communicators. And so we're going to be up on our feet doing improv stuff with them in the morning. It's going to be awesome. And then in the afternoon, I have a recent TEDx speaker, Bridget Cooper, who's written 5 books on, again, personal growth and development and how to overcome pain. And she's going to be talking about courage in the afternoon. And if you haven't seen her or seen her TEDx talk, which I think if you weren't connected to me or her, it's not published on TEDx yet. It's still literally being processed as we speak. It was an amazing talk, and she's a great speaker, and her books are fabulous. So I'm really excited to have been able to partner with people that could get to the nugget of the part of my program even better than me. So to have, you know, some really great speakers coming in and to be able to get up and moving and not just sit there and feel like you're being lectured to, that was huge for me. And then the final piece that came together just within the last couple of weeks is food. And we ended up finding that there's a brewery like steps away from the ballroom, literally steps away from the ballroom, and we're going to be eating over there, and there's going to be beer and wine and fun, and I'm just so excited that it's come together as perfectly as it has with all of these really local business owners that kind of knew each other but never really pulled an event together before, and so I'm kind of like the magnet that's brought them all together, and that's really fun, too, to be able to support local small business.
Nice. Yeah, so it's almost like you're killing about 27 birds with the same stone almost with this event, you know.
It totally feels that way.
Yeah, like what you set out to accomplish and then these other things. I know I always feel really good about that, too. I mean, one of the things that attracted me to Word of Mom in the first place was that we're constantly making connections between people. And I remember even when I bought my condo, my poor broker, I had an amazing broker, and she spent so much time with me because my priorities kept changing in the process, and I couldn't find what I wanted, so I kept changing what I was going to do. And I even said to her at one point, like, I'll understand if you refuse to keep showing me things, but, like, I can't just buy something because you've already spent so much time with me, you know? So I'm pretty sure the commission that she earned on my condo was probably not enough money at all for her time, but one of the great things that happened was I also am that kind of person, like I need to do all my own research and my own studying. So while she had all sorts of connections with like mortgage brokers and attorneys and this and that, I ended up going with some people that got recommended with other people. And but they all loved each other so much that they've continued to work together and refer to each other. So I felt like in the end I accomplished that, you know, and to me, I just love that. And I feel that, you know, one of the reasons I think you and I were so attracted as friends right away when I met you through Dorian, through the show, is that to me what you're doing, like all of that, you know, building confidence, making connections, helping people to get together, you know, and it's not just about come build your confidence so you're awesome, like a whole part of it, as you say, is to for all of us to build each other up, you know, and that's, I'm so attracted to that and so, you know, happy that I can, you know, come and, you know, be a tiny little fly on the wall for it and participate.
Well, it's going to be so much fun. The women that are coming, I'm really excited about the mix of people that are coming. It will have, you know, people from the dance studio that are going to be there. The people that run the brewery, there's a female manager of the brewery. She's really excited to be putting this together. I'm trying to get some other local businesses that are women-centered involved. I've got, you know, some gift certificates and prizes and goodies from other businesses that are either women-owned or very supportive of encouraging women to build confidence. And so it's really coming together as quite like an empowering business collective, if that makes sense. And I'm looking forward to being able to bring it again, you know, to the same area with even more muscle behind it, more female muscle behind it as we go forward. So I'm really excited as it's coming together to see people kind of jumping on board and wanting to be a part of it.
Good. So I know you said there's a link to where to get tickets on your site, you know, let people know kind of where this is, what the timing is, some stuff like that, and then they can go and look it up again if they're ready to get a ticket, which I encourage everybody to do.
Absolutely. There is a website specifically for the event, and that is constructingconfidencelive.com. So you can go there for all the details. But it's actually being held in Rocky Hill, which is just over the Middletown border. It's like literally a stone's throw away. And the timing is 10 to 4 on Sunday with lunch in the middle there around 1 at the brewery. And so we're going to have the speakers go on, like I said, Ellen and Jenny from the Boulder Company in the morning and Bridget in the afternoon after lunch. With me filling in all of the gaps as I put this poll program together for you. There's going to be lots of prizes and fun in store with some raffles and some of the exercises we have. We'll have some prizes as well. So I'm excited to give people goodies. I always love doing that.
And since I know that Angel's on the road and may not have all of this memorized, I do happen to have the page open in front of me, so I'll just also let people know that the exact location is the Ballroom Project at 1275 Cromwell Avenue in Rocky Hill, Connecticut, in case that helps anybody to place it in their mind in terms of seems like a great location, too, like that a lot of people should be able to get to fairly easily from, you know, the tri-state area.
Super easy right off the highway. So
Yeah, great. So what else do you want us to know about this, Angel? Like, I feel like you've given us so much information, and I can't even tell you how thrilled I am that I will be there. And I know there's a lot of people out there who, you know, have been interested in meeting me and interested in meeting you. So what a great opportunity to do this Sunday. We'll both be there.
Yes, I'm excited that you're going to be able to come. I guess
yes,
really the best thing to do is for those people that might want to get a little preview of what we might be doing is to go onto my YouTube channel, which for the last month, I think today is day 22, I've been doing a live stream broadcast and then putting it on my YouTube channel of kind of a, you know, the bones of the program, if that makes sense. It's not exactly what you see in the live event, obviously, because there's a lot more elements in the live event, but it's, you know, a couple minutes each day about what we're going to be talking about, some things to think about, some things to ruminate about, write about, you know, just ways to kind of break out of our mold so that when you come to the conference on Sunday, you've already kind of done a little bit of the work that will allow you to make the changes to bring out a more confident version of yourself and also get a chance to feel what I'm all about and if that's a good fit for people. I know when I go to a conference, I kind of want to know who the speaker is and what they're about, and so YouTube channel is where to go for that. And that is Confidence is Catchy on YouTube.
Okay, Confidence is Catchy on YouTube. And yeah, and I know that you've been putting some of those broadcasts up live on Facebook, and I've managed to catch one or two of them here or there, and I'm going to try to see as many of those as I can. And it sounds like if a person wasn't able to do that and didn't have that, they'd still be able to benefit from coming on Sunday. But just if you have opportunity to get yourself a little bit ahead of the game, you just might be that much more open to what's being shared.
Exactly. I figured for somebody that wanted to come, it would only add more to the events because they kind of have kind of pre-thought about some of the stuff we're going to talk about. But if you don't get a chance to watch it, not going to change how you view the event at all. You'll have an opportunity to think all that through and be able to ruminate on it again afterwards. Because, again, confidence is kind of a ongoing thing. It's not something you're going to do one time and then, ta-da, you have this magic, you know.
Oh, it's not a magic wand that you're going to wave over us and sprinkle pixie dust on us.
No, it doesn't work like that. But and that's probably a good thing, right? Because what that means is you have an unlimited ability to continue to grow that over time. And so there's no limit to the amount of confidence somebody can build in their lives. And I think that's even better than having magic pixie dust.
I agree. Pixie dust is really cool, but this is even cooler.
Well, you know, Pixie Dust is like glitter. It gets on everything, right?
Yeah, that's true. Then you go home and it gets all over your clothes and you have to wash them.
Right, right. This is so much better.
Well, Angel, it's been so much fun talking to you today. And I'm really looking forward to meeting you in person and getting to give you a hug on Sunday. And I hope that people out there will come and join us. So please go to constructingconfidencelive.com to get more information. And also to confidenceiscatchy.com, right, to learn more
that's
about
right.
Angel.
That's right. Yep, that's my website.
Does.
Yep, that's it.
Great. Okay. Well, I'll see you on Sunday. Angel, enjoy the rest of your day today.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Always love talking to some of the incredible, amazing, and powerful women, the mompreneurs that are a part of the Word of Mom family. Well, that's what we have to share with you today. Thank you for those of you who have tuned in here on this Extra Wednesday episode. I am definitely, we've got some sponsorships coming in and so many different people now that we're back on a roll that I'm hoping to get us back 2-4 days a week, if not in May, then by June. But there will certainly be throughout May, we will continue to do music, movie, matinee Mondays, and definitely sharing the various things that Dori and I find that we know you will love on Thursday. And we do have social media hype, not help coming back to the first Tuesday of every month, and that will start on May 1st. Janice Clark is going to walk us through starting an Instagram account. It's something that I have fallen down on. I do not yet have one. And so she's going to help me, and all of us can learn live how to do that. And coming up tomorrow is Tanya Lewis talking about her green glider. It's this amazing reusable mop head that you can attach to any mop device that you have. And that's a slight change from the schedule I announced the other day. We were going to do that on Friday because we were going to share the breathing mobile washer tomorrow. And those folks have decided that we're going to push that back and we're going to share it when we're going to do a bunch of Father's Day gift ideas in June. So it's a wonderful green product, but also something that's cool for camping and being out and about, or even just, you know, washing things without using a lot of water or electricity. And then Monday, this coming Monday, we have the sister act from WPBT, the Westchester Broadway Theater. Dori and I had such a great time, and we've been sharing the ladies from sister act, and in fact, some of the gentlemen too are involved in the Queen's Angels of WBT. They have their own Instagram and all this cool stuff, and they have such a great time, and they were so much fun to be with. So we will be live this Thursday. We will be live next week on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And just obviously the month of May, Mother's Day, I mean, it's our month, ladies. And we're going to be bringing you lots of fun and interesting stuff. So on behalf of Dori and myself, please make today a great day. Remember to be happy, healthy, and to be yourself. And we will be back tomorrow.